Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have today for us?
All right, so Zach had mentioned this earlier. We got a new Broncos owner, the Walmart guy, and he's very rich. Yeah. He is $62 billion.
Everybody in that family's rich. You see the breakdown of the family?
Yes, everyone.
Like, everybody's worth a billion.
You think he gets free cards when he walks into Walmart?
Once, sure.
By the way, screw Walmart for jacking up the prices on those things, man. I know what they're up to.
They just bought a team. They got to make back some of that money.
Do you really just run by those stores to pick up those? You go to those stores just to see if you can.
So we don't have a Walmart really close to me where I live.
You got Target. They're doing it too.
Right.
Target. Walmart happens to have probably the best selection of retail product. So,
in your opinion,
not really.
I don't know.
No,
I think
not
he
really
knows
my
for sure.
That's more of a factual statement. Yeah. And by retail product, I mean like the $20 little boxes you buy. I'm not talking about the stuff you'd see at a card store that's like, you know, a couple grand or whatever, the hobby boxes. Walmart tends to have the best retail product. And so when I drive up, like if I drive up to see my family, I'll stop at a Walmart or two or three.
Dude, this guy's got me.
When I get to the burbs.
Your wife says, why are you stopping here? Right. And go, honey, just 5 minutes. Let me run in here real quick.
Oh, the worst is if I'm driving and she has to be the one that runs in. That's the worst for her. She doesn't like that.
You send her the cards?
Well, you know, sometimes we'll just pull right in front if we're in a hurry. Say, hey, you know, just.
If I asked my wife to go in and see if she could find some football cards for me.
It's not that hard.
She goes, tell me to F myself.
The same spot in every store. Yeah. She supports my hobby.
Okay. Sorry about that. What else you got there, Woody? I'm sorry.
Anyway, what were we talking about? The Broncos owner, the Walmart guy. Here's his little introduction to the NFL.
Rob, I'll hand it off to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to see you today. And I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell. We're just so excited to become officially a part of the Broncos.
The best part is Roger's face, by the way. And this guy's like, he's just like, oh, I'm too rich to care. Like,
he
whatever.
Doesn't care.
You know what? I'm not worried about it. I can buy half the owners in this room.
That's right. You can have about four families.
No, not half,
five teams.
You can own a couple of teams for damn sure.
Oh, man.
Pretty awesome
Goodell,
stuff, man.
Goodell.
You keep that up. My grandson's going to buy a team.
Yep.
All right. You ready to talk about a truly failing sport here in golf? Not bowling, golf. A judge ruled that LIV players suing the PGA Tour banned from the FedEx Cup playoffs. This thing again. Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeWhatever, and a bunch of the other
DeChambeau
guys decided to sue the PGA Tour here. And so far, a judge, there were three players that are banned now from the FedEx Championship, which is in Memphis, the FedEx St. Jude Championship. The three players are, I don't know if these are real people or not, if they're just made up, but Taylor Gooch, Hudson Swafford, and Matt Jones.
Okay, so those names aren't.
I don't know if those
up.
Are made up names.
No,
or
they're
those,
not.
So there is somebody named Taylor
made
Gooch.
Up names.
Yeah.
Taylor Gooch.
Actually,
you haven't heard of the Gooch?
Taylor Gooch. By the way, he spells his name T-A-L-O-R. Should add a little extra douchiness to it.
Wow.
So those guys tried to get into the big money here at the end of the year and have a chance to win that money. And those guys in PGA Tour all salty. By the way, PGA not real happy. They lost, or they're getting ready to lose, the number two player in the world. Apparently was given.
Yeah, the mullet guy left, right?
$100 million. Cam Smith, who won the Players' Championship and won the Open. Is
who am I gonna pick? No, he was always my pick.
That's brutal.
You
man.
Have to find a new guy where you like his hair or something. There, Zach.
That's why
take
I picked
him.
The mullet.
So
right.
We're gonna have to watch the webcast if we really are want to watch Cam Smith play golf.
I don't think he's tough worried times, about. As soon man. As he got that $100 million, apparently they're getting a bunch of that money up front. So see what happens, Woody. What else?
Awesome.
You
have two intriguing golf leagues. Just a choice you have. All right, Marshawn Lynch. This is a bad one here. He got knocked for a DUI. Did you see the car? The pictures of the car?
No.
He was missing a tire.
Yeah, missing a tire. Front left
tire. Was missing the tire. Yeah. Like he was driving on like the rim of his car. Apparently,
that's never good.
No, this was not a good situation. This was
that mugshot. It
says like 5:45 in the morning here. He was arrested 2 hours later. He's driving all over the curbs and stuff, and I don't know if you saw his mugshot, but he looked like he was asleep.
Yeah, he looked like he'd had a pretty good evening, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got booked for DUI. He's also facing charges of failure/refusing to surrender proof of security, unregistered vehicle, and failure to drive in a travel lane, which I think means he was driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah, probably how he lost a tire.
Like, failure to drive on the road is, yeah.
I'll tell you what, one of my favorite Golden Bears, he'll land on his feet. He's doing a lot of commercials.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll affect anything. He's a character.
I mean, those companies are going to want to be affiliated with that. That was a rough mugshot, man. Really
missing
bad
the tire, though.
Yeah,
like,
they show the pictures of the car.
By the way,
TMZ is everywhere.
Let me stop
they
you
got
for
the
a
pictures
second,
of the car.
When's the last time a guy got pulled over and got a DUI? That mugshot just looked like, God, man, what a great picture. Like,
that's true.
Forget about
everybody's got bloodshot eyes and just looks like, get
me out
of here.
Yeah, but his eyes aren't open.
But look, man, in all seriousness, it should not have to end like the Henry Ruggs thing did for people to take it seriously. It should not be. It's not a joke.
Nobody thinks it's a joke, Woody.
It's absolute garbage.
There's a lot of mothers and families out there would agree with you 100%.
How did he lose the tire?
Off from... He was driving on the sidewalk.
I mean, how did that tire just fly off like that?
I don't know. I see it happen all the time on 95. I see tires flying all over the place.
Guys usually are the ones trying to get away and feel like, all right, he's down to three tires. Oh, there the rest of the tire goes. Oh.
There was a race the other day on 95. I was driving home from here. It was like a little mid-morning race. It was a couple of Range Rovers.
Oh, who won?
What speed do you have them at, roughly? Because I always look at the speed I'm going.
Buck and a quarter? Fast enough where, they don't have any people to pull them over out there anyway, but if they did, it was probably too fast.
Buck and a quarter.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, let's get back to some sports here. Chris Sale, pitcher, out for the season here, broke his wrist on a bike accident. This guy has all kinds of problems. He has not been able to stay healthy for like 3 years here, and now he has a right distal radius fracture. Fell off his bike.
Probably in the contract somewhere.
Probably have to put that now in the contract, too.
Yep.
All that guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was so good a couple years ago and been a disaster.
All right, if you guys haven't seen this video from Bills camp, I suggest you check it out at about 9:55 this morning here when we wrap up. Case Keenum dressed up as a fan and was out there trying to snag autographs from the players. This comes a day after Josh Allen got pelted with the football right in the package, man. I mean, that was a dangerous situation there. But Case Keenum, this is kind of funny. He tries to get some of the different guys' autographs. And you can do that if you're the Bills at this stage of the game, right?
They're having a little fun right now.
Sure are.
But we're going to see how they like being the hunted this year.
All right, another documentary is coming. In case we don't have enough already, we have a Warriors documentary, Joe. The Run TMC team couple of seasons from 89 to 91. Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin.
Oh, look at that.
Didn't win any championships, but they felt it necessary to make a documentary.
Making documentaries about
episodes?
Everything.
20? 25?
Hey, by the way, I got a good one for you. Did you guys see who's going to be working together for Sunday Night Baseball? Did you see who's going to be joining Alex Rodriguez?
Is it A-Rod?
Don't tell me Jeter.
Derek Jeter will be joining him.
Come on.
After all this crap that has taken place in these documentaries to make Alex Rodriguez look like one of the greatest D-bags of all time.
Ugh.
And they're going to – I literally am going to watch.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch. I just want to see, like – so do they do what most of us do and we're all phonies and we just play like, everything's cool.
Yeah.
Even though Derek Jeter said, hey, man, I don't trust people. And when they screw me a couple of times, they're out. Now, I may say hello to them, but they're done. And this guy's done it. He broke it.
All right. You could talk about your boyfriends later. We got another guy you have a little love affair with here. Lance Armstrong. He's off the market for good here, Joe. He is officially a married man.
Sheryl Crow?
No,
I don't know. I don't think that's still going.
No, it's a different girl. It's like a fitness model. Right. Model. It's not a model, but she does fitness stuff.
God, he's still.
Just say congratulations.
I'm not saying congratulations to that guy.
He said it was beautiful.
He's still
an evening full of laughter and plenty of joyful tears.
Yeah,
sure. Right.
They had fun. Nobody was at the wedding. It was just the two of them. Great.
All his friends were there.
I'm sure there's some people that like him.
Yeah, person.
We forgive a lot of people.
I don't think he's that bad. I think you think
we forgive a lot of people. I don't think we can forgive that guy.
All right. Our final story this morning. This was a very interesting one yesterday. As we know, sports gambling is taking off here. Jake Paul decided to get in on the action here. He has a new company called Better, B-E-T-R. Very clever. You see what he did there? And it's something called micro betting. And This is so weird. He says, we kind of view micro betting as the TikTokification of sports betting and kind of like the final level of introducing instant gratification to the sports betting experience. See if they get Deshaun Watson on there as a spokesman.
Hey.
But so basically what it is they're going to have people be able to, like, it says instead of betting on the Yankees to beat the Red Sox, think of putting money down on whether Gerrit Cole's next pitch is a strike.
Wow.
Talking about instant betting, instant
This is really stupid. Now, the other thing, the other part of this is he's got a little sports media company to go along with it here, and he's going to do sports shows.
There you go.
Paul says his show will be very different than any sports show that's existed in the past.
Okay.
He says these sports show hosts are stuck in their set. They can't get drunk and talk about sports. They can't curse even. How are you supposed to talk sports without cursing? So that's true. We're really changing the game.
It is hard, especially with a little alcohol, not to.
So that's how he's going to change the game here with drinking and cursing on these sports
shows. And instant
shows.
Betting. Good for him.
And instant betting, right. Which, by the way, all these other companies already have. They don't bet, you don't bet pitch by pitch, but they have live betting any second you want. Companies raise $50 million with investments from such idiots as Travis Scott and Ezekiel Elliott. So there you go.
All right.
You excited,
Joe Rose? Nope. Would you be an investor?
No. Right. Nothing to do with that, dude.
The guy's going to teach you how to do a sports
show.
All
right. Curse and drink.
Nope. I know how to curse.
And drink?
Yeah, you know how to
do
both.
Not very good
drinking. Good at both. You ever think about doing that, by the way? Going to like a satellite type thing and just like letting it rip just completely?
Yes.
And what stopped you?
Family. I'm being honest. That's the one. No, it would be. It'd be fun.
Oh, it's different.
It would be fun to sit like you do at a bar and go, this effing guy, what a jack, you know, and just get in the whole thing. By the way, got 8 o'clock hour coming. I got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, it is training camp, so that means it's brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. Doing great stuff with a lot of different opportunities and avenues for you to go to that fit what you'll enjoy the most to make a nice living for yourself and do it quickly. Right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries, man. Sooner or later, they happen to all of us. They do. But it sure is nice to know that we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. When you hear the name Baptist Health South Florida, I want to let you know they have put together, you've heard of Doctors Hospital in Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Well, listen, Baptist Health South Florida is the big boy of this thing, and they want to let you know that if you want to go where the pros go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, top high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country, as well as here in town, go to see those great specialists they have for every part of the body. Doctors that travel with the teams, take care of the teams, operate on the team, get them back out playing the sports that they make a living doing. And by the way, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Got a brand new facility right now in Broward County on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Just making it really convenient no matter where you are to get to see one of those great doctors. In-house physical therapist, so the doctors and the therapists can work together to get you healthy. As my Achilles is getting closer to returning to my big tennis career, one goal every day, man, get you back out playing the sports you love. Most visit baptisthealth.net/ortho.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.